With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is hoping his coattails are long enough to help sweep Republicans to victory in tomorrow's critical Senate runoff.
The president will speak at a Republican Party victory rally tonight in Dalton, Georgia, as he tries to help two GOP senators win re-election. Republicans need to win at least one of the two runoffs to keep control of the U.S. Senate. Mr. Trump has largely kept out of the public eye since Election Day, but this will be his second rally in Georgia in the past 4.5 weeks to help turn out the vote for Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Democrats crying foul over a phone call between President Trump and the Georgia Secretary of State. In the call, Mr. Trump asks Brad Raffensperger to find enough votes to overturn Joe Biden's victory. It was a narrow win for Nancy Pelosi, reelected Speaker of the House, presiding over a smaller Democrat majority in the next Congress. Also at SRNNews.com, Britain taking a giant leap forward in the fight against COVID-19. It's the first country in the world to start using the vaccine created by Oxford University and AstraZeneca. The BBC's Fergus Walsh outside the Oxford Hospital, where the first shot was administered.
The first person to receive it was an 82-year-old man who's on dialysis, Brian Pinker, who said he was delighted. And this truly is a global vaccine because it's cheaper than all of the others at about $3 to $5 a dose. And AstraZeneca has promised to produce it at cost in perpetuity for low and middle income countries and to roll out 3 billion doses this year in 2021.
Hundreds more vaccination sites due to launch later in the week. Wall Street Dow futures up 173 points, S&P futures 20 points higher. This is SRN News.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Coronavirus vaccines are about to start being administered to two more groups of people in this area. Beginning today, healthcare personnel with direct patient contact and people who are at least 65 years old are eligible to get shots at the Prime Osborne Center. Now, if you're in one of those groups and have had trouble making an appointment to get vaccinated, you're not alone. All of this week's appointments have been filled. The shots are free, and each person will need two of them. A heated argument among Jacksonville officials. First Coast News reports that when negative comments were made on social media about Mayor Lenny Curry's wife, the mayor invited that person to show his face and that he, the mayor, would be there, wherever it was. Then City Councilman Garrett Dennis jumped in, saying the mayor's directed similar invitations at him. Then Fraternal Order of Police President Steve Zona accused Dennis of marital infidelity, which led to Dennis accusing Curry of the same thing. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Today we'll see partly cloudy skies and a high of 63. This evening clear with an overnight low of 41. Right now it is 40 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Over the weekend, the Washington Post released audio recording of President Trump urging the Georgia Secretary of State to recalculate the November 3rd presidential election in his favor. The State Department of Health begins administering COVID-19 vaccinations to those 65 and older today. Last week, the state was overwhelmed with calls from those wishing to make appointments. And the 117th Congress was sworn in yesterday, who then narrowly re-elected Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Ed Dean Show here on WBOB Talk Radio. Call in number 904-831-0600. This is Ron Davis covering for Ed this morning, who fell a little ill and
Well,
see, I fill in.
Typically, when these things happen, we either say due to the overwhelming response, or he's out on assignment. But yeah, he's a little under the weather.
Poor guy.
He spent the Christmas and New Year's break, you know, basically outdoors. You know, and it rained a couple of days, and it got cold. I don't know where he went hunting, but he brought home a whole freezer full of venison and boar. So.
You know, which is funny because, you know, I'm saying, hey, thanks. You know, thanks for the person that got him sick. And the listeners out there are saying, we hate you. So
no. Honestly, you know, people love you, Ron.
No. I mean, they hate the person that got him sick.
I see.
But so anyway,
having you here is a blessing, though, really is.
Well, thank you.
And I haven't seen you all year, so this is a huge treat.
And it's interesting, you know. I did the last show of 2020, and then the first show of 2021. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Some really kind of big news over the weekend. I don't know what's big. CNN and MSNBC and the mainstream media seems to think this is just a bombshell report and spending an ungodly amount of time talking about this phone call that Trump had with the Georgia election official up there. I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole audio, but talk about nothing. You know, it is amazing that they continue to take anything that he says out of context.
Of all the clips that I heard, and you're talking about the recording that the Washington Post released, of all the clips I've heard, never once did I hear the president ask him to do anything he thought was wrong. He always said, we won the election, you know, let's give the proof of that. He right. never said that, okay, switch didn't come in for me because I want to win when I didn't deserve to. So,
yeah, he's all I want you to do is find the 11,700 votes, which is one more than we have.
And he maintained the position that he did legitimately win the election. That's the position that the president thinks he did, at least according to the report.
Oh, and it was very clear from the entire conversation. That's what, at least the part that I had listened to. And again, I didn't listen to the whole thing. But he was really upset about what he perceived to be the fraud and not being the proper follow-up. And, you know, for them to take this out of context and run headlines that he wanted him to find votes. I mean, every headline and all the news stories were, you know, he encouraged him to find. And you wonder why, you know, what's the point of the story? They'd kind of gotten their wish. Trump was not on track to be president. Biden's going to be, you know, be sworn in on the 20th. So what's the point? What is the point of running this news story completely out of context at this time? And could it be something as simple as it's a story? I doubt it because it's not really, you know, what's the point of more mud in your face? I mean, they've done such a horrible job in reporting the last 4 years. Is it maybe there's something out there? Maybe there is something to the story of fraud and they're trying to poo-poo it.
Well, I think the something to the story is that, you know, me being a media guy, it did not sound like the phone line was actually tapped, but rather there was somebody in the White House who possibly with their smartphone recorded a call with the president on a speakerphone with the Georgia Secretary of State, which in my opinion, if that can happen, you know, that's a huge national security breach because there are things that are talked about in the White House that should not be, you know, available or at least have access to the public, you know, and I'm not saying this necessarily is one of those, but what's stopping him from hitting the record button when they're talking about, you know, the next military action we may have to take or that sort of thing?
Well, you would have thought with Lindemann being fired and things like that, some of this stuff had not. And I get that's kind of the story. But the problem is other than the fact that it's a phone call that Trump should not have done personally.
Right.
I mean, this is clearly a phone call that surrogates or something.
And you're an attorney. You understand how, you know, attorneys represent their clients, and he probably should have had Giuliani or someone like that do that on his behalf.
Yeah, I mean, impress the issue. Right. I think what the whole point of the conversation was he was trying to stress.
Right.
This is me calling you, telling you how important this is to me.
And whenever you're in, you know, any type of legal conversation, if I understand it, there's a certain type of language you have to use, certain words you need to avoid using, and only really lawyers who have the, you know, the training involved with that would know what those are necessarily.
Well, you know, but you know, when you look at the story, you know, you wonder, is it? It's such a nothing story. It's so out of context. Is it, you know, are they maybe bringing up the story because, in fact, there is fraud and they're trying to cover, you know, trying to preempt the issue? Is it they got the Georgia election coming up? And
timing is very important because you are exactly correct. You know, you got the Georgia election, which is tomorrow. 3 million people have already voted, but a lot of people are probably going to vote the day of. There are a lot of new voters that are going to be involved with this. And obviously, this recording was made a while back. You know, we don't know when it was made. I'm thinking probably maybe the second week of November is when it was when the conversation took place.
Well, I'm going to do a little research on that, but it's clear that it was a while back, or at least in the context of 2020, which blew by so fast.
Right.
You know, it also could be that maybe the media is worried that you know, one, the Republicans are going to win, so they create this whole. Mm-hmm. Trump is trying to encourage fraud in Georgia, and that explains how Republicans won.
Right.
Like I said earlier, it could very well be that maybe there is fraud. So they preempt it by switching the story and discussing the fraud in the context of Trump mm-hmm. to kind of hide where this thing is right. going.
And if you have a biased media perspective, this gives the Democrats running of the Georgia Senate race. You know, some father in control of the election cycle, you know, the day before the election.
Yeah, well, you know, they try to take the moral high ground on right. the fraud when mm-hmm. we've been discussing in the context of Democrats. You know, it's just the timing is just so bizarre for a story that doesn't even match the headlines. And this is what we talked about, I think, once or twice last week. Or, you know, so how many times do we read news stories and we're thinking, oh, this is bad? Then you actually read the story, and it has nothing really to do mm-hmm. with the headline. And this is one of those things where he asked him to find, and he didn't ask him to find anything, you know, in the context of that statement. He's like, find the fraud, get the fraud, solve it. Let's prove that we won this thing. So it's just bizarre. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Georgia elections, tomorrow's the big day.
Mm-hmm.
Early voting ended last week, so it's they're gearing up, going to the polls. I maintain still that it's baffling how poorly the Republicans have run that campaign, at least from the ads I'm seeing in the Southeast Georgia.
Well, you can't just blame the candidates. You know, you had people saying, stay home if you're a Republican, don't even vote. You know, that makes it difficult, and it'll be curious to see whether or not the Republicans could pull this off in light of everything they were up against this year.
Well, I guess Trump's coming back down today to try to, do that. Try to gin up support, get people out to the polls, try to reverse that damage. It's just bizarre to me watching Republicans running, defending themselves on actions that they took early in the COVID crisis with regards to sitting in committees and buying and selling stocks and things like that. They spent more time defending themselves than getting out there and pointing to the Democrats' record, pointing to their statements regarding gun control and other issues. Very first things right out of the box. Just done a poor job of giving Republicans a reason to go vote. Mm-hmm. You know, get out and vote for us. You know, how important it is. It's just been bizarre, and I'm frustrated. I hope they pull it out.
Yeah. I don't believe, however, these campaigns run shoot from the hip. Let's talk about what we think should be talked about. I really believe it's data driven, it's focus group driven, and this apparently, based upon the research, I can only assume is what people in Georgia wanted to hear some answers about.
I think it's what the I really do. I think it's what the media kept driving as the issue that they were concerned about. If it's the same focus groups that told them to run the same campaigns they ran during the general election. Mm-hmm. And that's what it seems like. It's a big mistake. You just have two easy targets in Ossoff and Warnock, and how you haven't knocked it out of the park by then, I just don't know. It's just absolutely just mind-boggling. Got a lot of other things we want to talk about after the break here. Give us a call in, 904-831-0600, WBOB Ed Dean Show.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
As always, some of our usual slow traffic around NAS Jacks. Add about 2 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of sunshine today with the high of 63. This evening, clear with the low of 41. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle, and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump will campaign today in Georgia in support of Kelly Loeffler's and David Perdue's re-election bids to the U.S. Senate. The high-stakes runoffs will determine whether Republicans or Democrats will have control of the Senate. The Jacksonville City Council report on the unsuccessful effort to sell the city-owned Jacksonville Electric Authority to a private company is expected to be released later today. And counties throughout the state are seeing waiting lists for COVID-19 vaccination appointments. Governor Ron DeSantis is asking Floridians to be patient as vaccines are being administered to senior citizens.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Ed Dean Show here on WBOB. Call in number 904-831-0600. This is Ron Davis covering for Ed Dean here this morning on the show. Here with, joined by Roger Henderson, or actually, I should say, I'm probably joining you since you're one of the staples here. But
well, you are too.
I'm excited. You know, got to finish out 2020 with y'all, and then I get to start 2021 with y'all. I hope that it's much better this year than last year for all of us with everything that that happened and. And the way that 2020 gave us kind of a final exclamation point of where it thought of us last year.
Yeah, you know, they're 20 years from now, they're going to be documentaries about how crazy the last year was. And hopefully this year won't be as crazy.
Well, let's hope not. I mean, it's you never want to say it couldn't get worse, but it certainly could.
Mm-hmm.
I took down my Christmas lights this weekend.
You
and
did.
I was
okay.
So bummed.
Really?
I went all out. I love Christmas. I love getting the lights. I always have, and every year I try to add a little bit something, and
mm-hmm.
You drive up to your house at, you know, with no lights on now, and you're like, oh, how boring. You know, it's just so festive. It's almost like you couldn't wait to get home. I still loved going home, you know, family and everything. It's just, you know, you walk, you know, you come in and you got all that color and festiveness. And, it's just,
we don't really do a whole lot on the house outdoors. You know, we have a reef on the door and that's lit. But, you know, everything we do is pretty much indoors.
I just love it. Yeah. You know, I think it was a tradition.
And the Christmas tree is still up, by the way.
Yeah. Well, ours is out. But, you know, it was a tradition. Our parents took us all the time, you know, to go look at Christmas lights and the oohs and ahs. And I wanted to give my kids that experience. And
then I wanted to, you know, have something their friends could do. So anyway, it's just developed over the years. Absolutely
you're,
love
you're
it.
You're being a blessing to the neighbors.
So, you know, it's, you know, looking forward to it, less than a year to Christmas. So, less than 11 months and my lights will be back up.
Yes, they will.
So, tomorrow, the elections in Georgia, I'll be honest, a little bit nervous. You know, the results, I always felt like David Perdue should, he was up by 80-some thousand votes in November. It should, you know, you would think this should be a pretty no-brainer. Mm-hmm. You take a look at the initial results and you think, oh, Warnock mm-hmm. only got 30-some percent. You know, she should run away. Loeffner should run away right. with it.
Of the two, who do you think, which Republican has a stronger chance of being reelected?
I think Perdue.
Yeah.
You know, he ran a one on, you know, he ran a pretty much a one on one. You know, he had the Libertarian run, you know, kind of split some of the Republican vote, maybe the protest vote. I'm hoping those come back home and go in his favor. I'm just frustrated by what I'm seeing in terms of ads. I see Republicans playing defense. All I can think in the back of my mind is,
well, the most
you don't
recent,
do prevent defense. On
well, the
these
most
things.
Recent ad from Loeffler, and I think even the one from Perdue, were talking about you know the future of the country and giving them a reason, at least in my view, you know, as to why you should vote Republican. You know, she's up there, you know, saying, hey, the stake of the country is the future of the country is at stake, and that sort of thing. You know,
I know. I agree. The message right. is there
now. What's been controversial is that there are some negative attacks against Ruffler. Warnoff. Raphael Warnoff.
But
some very negative attack ads that she's running against him.
I just don't see
not
that.
She, I think a pack is
I just don't
them.
See those as negative. They're pointing out
right.
comments that he said. Now, he ran a very effective campaign ad on the whole thing. Hey, you showed up at my church. If I'm so bad and things are so horrible there, why did you stand up? And I thought that was, you know, I hate to say it, that was a great ad. But those are the kind of right. things that the Republicans need to get ahead of, and the Republicans should have been running ads, running Biden's administration's right. comments or his incoming administration's comments about gun control and other issues that are just not...
Right. Well, Warnock does have I guess you could say, an unfair advantage. He is a professional orator. He can make a speech. And when you hear him talk, even if you don't know anything he stands for, you know, depending on your perspective, you know, he can kind of move you to the polls. You know, that's just, you know, how he's wired. He's got that built-in, you know, kind of ability to get people excited when he gets in front of a microphone that Loeffler may not have. But if I believe if people are looking more at the issues, maybe they'll be more, you know, undecided.
Well, I wish the Republicans would have ran the issues in the forefront in the commercials instead of running defense. But, you know, it's too late. Nothing we can do about that now. If you're listening to the show in South Georgia, I know Ed's got a lot of listeners up there. Get out and vote. Don't sit home and pretend this is a protest. This is important. You know, the Senate is up for grabs. The Senate.
And you said something that I thought was very important, that even if, you know, there are shenanigans going on with the elections, the more people that have voted, that gives, those who are trying to right the wrong and correct the problems more fodder to, you know, take before, you know, the authorities and say, listen, these many people voted, that kind of thing. If fewer people stay home, then.
You know, yeah, I mean, if you think about it.
Less of an argument.
If you think about it, if you get out and vote, the more people go out and vote, the harder the Dems have to work at the fraud. The harder they have to work at the fraud, the easier it is to discover it, right? Easier it is for somebody to slip up.
Mm-hmm.
The fewer people show up in the polls in this protest, you know, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood craziness, then it makes it all much easier for the Democrats. So if you truly believe there's fraud, there's one way to get it out there in the forefront. Get out and vote. Make them desperate. When they're desperate, they make mistakes. And when they make mistakes, mistakes are discovered. You know, it's that simple. Get out and vote, because this is going to control what comes out of the Senate to vote on. It's not just, oh, the Senate's are, you know, the Republicans would be in charge. You control the agenda. You control what committees, what judges come out of the Judicial Committee, you know, what bills come out on a vote. You give the Democrats an opportunity to do what they did with Obamacare, for instance. You know, they passed it by reconciliation.
And all the polling data said that most people at the time were against it.
Correct.
Yeah.
But in the middle of the night when they had, the Massachusetts senator coming in, when he was voted in, they you know, in the dead of night, did it by reconciliation. If you give them control of both houses, the House and the Senate, both branches of the Congress, they can procedurally do things that they would never otherwise be able to do if McConnell's able to procedurally outmaneuver them. And you take away his ability to do so, simple majority votes, pack the court, simple majority vote, raise the taxes, everything. You know, the Republicans will lose their ability to slow things down. So there's too much at stake to not get out and vote. So if you're listening, you're in South Georgia, or anywhere in Georgia for that matter, get out and vote. Nancy Pelosi, back at Speaker of the House.
Madam Speaker, yeah.
Two more years of I think this is probably going to be her last, 216 to 209.
In political, you know, jargon, I understand that people like to, you know, be critical unnecessarily. She does not look 80 years old to me. But she's well advanced in age, you know.
If you ever see close-ups, she definitely looks it. But, really? You know, I'm not one that really likes to talk about appearances and things like that. I mean, okay. She, you know, her actions speak loudly. But at the end of the day, 216 to 209. Wow, absolutely. Give us a call here this morning, 904-831-0600. Weigh in on some of these issues we're talking about.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's some construction work happening on Arlington Expressway headed west, right between Cessory Boulevard and Arlington Road. Definitely beware, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. Our high will reach 63. This evening clear with a low of 41, and right now it's 40 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
When your family gets together, everybody's talking and laughing, usually standing in the kitchen, right? Families gather around food. The Madure brothers have put together a few restaurants based on that same concept. Families gathering around great food. Matthew's Restaurant in San Marco. Restaurant Madure in Ponte Vedra. Rue St. Mark in San Marco. Midtown Table, an Italian-inspired kitchen on Gate Parkway. And the three M Shack burger locations, Nocatee, Atlantic Beach, and Town Center. Whatever kind of food inspires you, the Madure brothers have a place for you to gather. And just like with your family, all important decisions are made in the kitchen, not in a boardroom. Find out more at madurebrothers.com. Great food from our family to yours. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Ed Dean Show here on WBOB. Ron Davis here, covering for Ed, who is out one more day, with Roger Henderson. A lot of crazy things are going to continue to happen this week. We've got the election tomorrow. Who knows what kind of craziness we're going to see there, Roger. The 6th, what is that, Wednesday?
Okay.
We've got the certification of the Electoral College.
In the House.
Which is, which with the House and the Senate.
In the House
which
and
is
Senate, right.
Going to be really interesting because they now have the both branches on board. So we're going to get to see history play out there. We're gonna see Biden as be certified as the president at the end of the day. But it is going to be fun to watch the history and, the procedure. Give us a call and weigh in on the morning topics, 904-831-0600 on The Ed Dean Show.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Hoping his coattails are long enough to help sweep Republicans to victory in tomorrow's crucial Senate runoff, President Trump heads back to Georgia today to rally Republicans. Democrats crying foul over a phone call between the president and the Georgia Secretary of State. In the call, Mr. Trump asks Brad Raffensperger to find enough votes to overturn the Biden election victory. It was a narrow victory for Nancy Pelosi, reelected Speaker of the House. She'll be presiding over a smaller Democrat majority in the new Congress. Britain has become the first country to start using the vaccine created by Oxford University and AstraZeneca to help fight the COVID-19 pandemic. Stock futures higher on Wall Street this morning. Dow futures up 187 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 54. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. If you're in Duval County and you've been thinking about getting a COVID shot this week, you'll probably have to think again. Only people ages 65 and up and healthcare workers with direct patient contact have even been eligible to get vaccinated at the Prime Osborne Center, where they're going to start giving shots today, and all of this week's shots are already spoken for. The shots are free of charge. More than 63,000 infections have been reported in Duval County, including 741 deaths. Throughout Florida, there have been well over 1,300,000 cases, including nearly 22,000 deaths. Jacksonville police believe they have the people responsible for a New Year's Eve murder. Action News Jax reports that a couple were taken into custody after the shooting on St. John's Bluff Road this past Thursday night. Jerome Whitesides, who's a juvenile delinquent, is facing a murder charge, while his 24-year-old girlfriend, Jessica Renard, is looking at a charge of evidence tampering. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's some construction work happening on Arlington Expressway headed west, right between Cessary Boulevard and Arlington Road. Definitely beware, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. Our high will reach 63. This evening clear with a low of 41, and right now it's 40 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Florida State Department of Health begins administering COVID-19 vaccinations to those 65 years of age and older today. Last week, the state was overwhelmed with calls from those wanting to make appointments. The 117th Congress was sworn in yesterday, who then narrowly reelected Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. And over the weekend, the Washington Post released an audio recording of President Trump urging the Georgia Secretary of State to recalculate the November 3rd presidential election in his favor.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Ed Dean Show here on WBOB Talk Radio. Ron Davis covering for Ed again here this morning. Was so happy to be with y'all the last show of last year, and and was looking forward to spending a little time with you this year. Just didn't think I would be spending the first 3 hours of the Ed Dean Show of 2021 with you. So really, really happy. You know, sorry that Ed's not here to this morning, but he'll be back hopefully by tomorrow.
Yeah,
we got Roger Henderson here in the studios, and then Barney Bishop on the phone here. Barney, how are you this morning?
I'm doing just great, Ron. How are you doing?
Doing well, doing well. I was telling Roger earlier, I'm bummed I took down my Christmas lights and now my house is not as festive. So, Barney, a tremendous amount of stuff is still going to, kind of blow up things this week. We've got yesterday we had that interesting procedural vote, and, it was fun to kind of theorize about what could happen with Nancy Pelosi, and she squeaked it out there. We've got the elections tomorrow. We've got the certification of the Electoral College on Wednesday. But in terms of tomorrow, I've been ranting and railing on this for over a week now. I think the Republicans have run probably some of the worst campaigns, constantly defending themselves instead of being on the attack, given that some of the first things the Democrats on Biden's team were talking about were gun control and things like that should really matter, especially to South Georgia. And I just haven't heard it prominently displayed on ads. So it's been driving me nuts. But how's it looking for the Republicans in Georgia?
Well, I think, I'm seeing the same commercials that you are, Ron, and as a result, I think you're right. I think the Republicans haven't run the kind of campaign that they could have, should have, in order to win. Having said that, I'm hoping that the Republicans will pull it out. The polling indicates that it's very close, but we know the veracity, accuracy of polling is very suspect. There should be a huge election day turnout tomorrow. And, we're in the same situation we were before, where you have a lot of people that are early voting, and those numbers are staggering, but that doesn't mean that those numbers are going to survive given how many people will actually show up to vote on Election Day tomorrow. So you have to think that Republicans are going to eke it out. What's scary is that there have been people out there in the Republican Party saying don't vote, which I think is not certainly in the best interest of our country or conservative politics in our nation.
Yeah, I agree, and I that's been one of my just getting me all riled up is the Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and the suggestions that they don't do this, and it's just it shows a complete lack of understanding of the system and how important the Senate is now. Otherwise, we're going to have a 2 years that's matched similar to what we saw the 2 years of the Obama administration, especially if with the nuclear option being removed, what comes out, the advocating, packing the court, just huge issues that could either done by reconciliation if they wanted to, just like they did with Obamacare, simple majorities. It's absolutely frightening, and I hope that the Republicans are in their staff in these precincts and the mail-in centers or wherever they count those absentee ballots with enough force that even by that lowered standard of, 40% on the signatures, mm-hmm. that we're stopping the fraud. But, Barney, there was another thing this scares me. This scares me about giving Democrats control, especially with what we saw, the problems with the Obama administration, media notwithstanding, the invasive nature of the bureaucracy into our lives, especially if you were a conservative. But there's a bill, and I just can't believe this is actually happening in the United States, but a bill that was introduced in New York where one of the state congressmen in New York introduced a bill that would allow the governor or the governor's surrogates to deem, if doctors deemed a person dangerous to public health, they could be removed to a medical facility or, and this is the scary language, Barney, other appropriate facility.
At the government's just sole discretion?
Yes, at the government, based on an individual being medically dangerous.
Huh.
It's two very vague terms that could be used outside the context of COVID. Barney, am I a little bit off the wall here and being nervous about this?
No, I think you're right on the money. This is an issue that is frightening. because what it does is it gives unilateral and pervasive control by an elected official over individuals. It's never been seen in this country before. Typically, if you're going to be put into a medical facility against your will, for example, under the Baker Act, then you have to, law enforcement has to do that. And as a result, you can only be kept for up to 72 hours here in Florida. Typically, it's less than 24 hours, and a judge can review that. If you give a governor, certainly a governor like Cuomo, who's been a disaster for the state of New York, both on a variety of issues, plus how he's dealt with the COVID.
Been a disaster for Florida, too, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
All the New Yorkers coming down here.
That's right. That's right, Roger. And then you can look at de Blasio. These two nuts, you're going to give them control over medically necessary actions against individual liberties of people? This is a utopian future that isn't in the writings, isn't in the cards for any of us.
Oh, and it's just so scary, the language. I mean, it's one thing if they said, in the context of COVID, and the bill says COVID in the bill, but this uses vague terms like, you know, dangerous to the public health, and other appropriate facility. I mean, gun violence? If you support the ownership of guns, are you medically dangerous? Because how could you deny how gun violence is? I just see this stretching, and I don't see it just. The media will love this idea.
He can, by theory, lock up, his political opponents by declaring them mentally unstable.
Well, I mean, but that's, we all laugh at this and we think, how could this happen? But Barney, we've seen it happen the past year, and I hate to poo-poo it again, over a flu, which 99.7% of us have no concern.
Exactly. And even if you, and only some people are going to get it, and then only a very small minority are going to be hospitalized and then potentially pass away.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is that, yes, this language is so general and so vague. You as a lawyer understand this, Ron. This is very dangerous precedent. This is a slippery slope. This means that elected officials can decide on your mental capacity, declare you a public health risk, and then institutionalize you for who knows how long. Now, hopefully, New York isn't going to do this, but listen, New York and Connecticut and New Jersey and Massachusetts and these blue governor states, the kinds of control that they want over people, and most importantly, it's not based on scientific evidence. They're making exceptions for going to large stores or going to big box retailers, yet you can't have church services. It's just stupid. They can't. They're not consistent.
And let alone a de Blasio. Imagine this in the hands of AOC and the squad on a national basis.
Sure, because now you're going to take somebody that doesn't agree with you, and all of a sudden you might declare them as a public health risk.
Well, I mean, and you don't even have to stretch it that far. I mean, they have made it clear, and I bring up the Second Amendment because it's an issue that's near and dear to my heart. But they have already indicated by way of some policy discussions that they view gun violence as a public health issue.
They absolutely do, and that is scary. And look, it's because people up in New York are scared of guns. They don't want to own guns. It's not a way of life for them. It was for their forefathers, but it isn't for them anymore. But it is in the South and in the West and in the Midwest. It is a part of daily life. And so as a result, this could be used as a predicate to take action against people. It's absolutely wrong. But look, it's the reason why people are leaving New York in droves, coming to no-tax states like Florida in Texas, and getting out of a part of the country where government wants to tell you everything to do and how to think.
It is absolutely frightening. Before we let you go here, Barney, how do you see it tomorrow? Are the Republicans going to keep both, take one?
I, I think they will. Certainly, they need at least just one to keep it in Mitch McConnell's hands as the Senate Majority Leader. You just got to hope that they win both, because I think America needs divided government, and I think the vast majority of the people want divided government. Look, you're looking at 17% of the people in America that, had they known about Hunter Biden, would not have voted for Joe Biden. So this was more on the presidential level, an election against Donald Trump in many ways, but at the local, not local, but at the state level where you have congressmen and senators, Republicans did very well. You just got to hope that that continues tomorrow in Georgia.
Well, we hope so. Barney, always great talking to you, especially early in the morning.
Thanks a lot.
I hope that 2021 goes a lot better for everybody and yourself. We will talk to you later.
Sounds great, Ron. Roger, you guys take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Happy New Year, man.
Well, give us a call, weigh in this morning, 904-831-0600 here on the Ed Dean Show.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with that slow traffic around NAS Jacks, and you'll still add an extra 2 or 3 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. Our high will reach 63. This evening clear with a low of 41, and right now it's 40 degrees.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878, or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all, for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1946.
Ask an attorney about Florida law.
WBOB and The Answer invites you to join Joseph Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. He'll answer your questions about Florida state planning, Medicaid, divorce, family law, guardianship, adoption, tax law, and personal injury. Call attorney Joe Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. Right here, WBOB, The Answer.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Jacksonville City Council's report on the unsuccessful effort to sell the city-owned Jacksonville Electric Authority to a private company is expected to be released today. Counties throughout the state are seeing waiting lists for COVID-19 vaccination appointments. Governor Ron DeSantis is asking Floridians to be patient as vaccines are being administered to senior citizens. And President Trump will campaign today in Georgia in support of Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue's re-election bids to the U.S. Senate. The high-stakes runoffs will determine whether Republicans or Democrats will have control of the Senate.
contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Ed Dean Show here on WBOB. Call in number 904-831-0600. No, this is not Ed Dean's voice. This is Ron Davis covering again for him this morning. He'll be back hopefully tomorrow to help you all start out the 2020 or 2021. We don't need 2020 all over again. hey, look, folks, am I off base here? I was just discussing with Barney Bishop. It was the former state chair of the Democratic Party. An issue out of New York that just scares me. And I don't see this being isolated to just New York. I see it going to Oregon and California fairly quickly, especially with the way California is treating the COVID crisis right now. But this is scary, folks. And call, you know, if you think I'm off base, you know, or even on base, just give us a call here, 904-831-0600. They've introduced a bill in New York. Okay, now this is just at the state level right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they are want to allow the governor to detain individuals who the governor or his surrogates deem, and I'm quoting in quotations here,
right,
dangerous to public health in a medical facility, and this is really as scary as it is up to this point, or other appropriate facility. Now, this is from the party that cried about kids being in cages that Obama built.
Mm.
Okay? It is absolutely frightening.
Is there any federal protection that would, you know, stop that? Could the U.S. Supreme Court, for example, intervene and strike that down?
Well, I guess if somebody challenges it, and you know, but what if they're not able to on a temporary basis to restrict this? You know, you put this in the hands of AOC and the squad. Mm-hmm. Where does this go? You know, and the example that I gave earlier was the Second Amendment. The Democrats have already said they deem gun violence as a public health hazard. Now, would this be a dangerous to the public health condition?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a gun owner and you take a different position than them on this, would they then have the right to detain you in a medical facility or other appropriate facility?
Yeah.
What are they going to call it? Mental health issue? This is scary, folks, at least from my perspective.
And if you've ever been involved with any type of, you know, medical litigation, you know, sometimes you can get doctors to say anything you pay them to say.
Oh. And you know, we have a word that begins with a W that covers, you know, how we do that. And you're right. In litigation, you can find an expert on any side of the issue,
mm-hmm.
whether or not they're credible at the end of the day or whatever. But if you need, you can find it. You know, we're seeing it in COVID. You know, we saw it, you know, the science back and forth. You can wear masks, you don't wear masks. You know, is it highly contagious? Is it not? Is it airborne? We saw so many different things happen so rapidly. My problem with this whole thing is about control. We saw it with elections, you know, and it's like, okay. And I said this last year, you got to be careful how we allow them to handle this, because this is only one issue. There are other medical conditions, other medical diseases, other issues coming that'll come down the pike, you know, in the future, whether they're foreseen or not. They've taken advantage of this, and they've drastically been able to get away with curtailing our constitutional rights.
And if you're a liberal, you should be concerned as well, because hypothetically speaking, you know, you could have a conservative in there who may not like something you're doing, and they could lock you up for, you know, being a threat to public safety.
I don't think the liberals really care right now, and I don't. Ends justify the means. They're getting what they want right now, so they don't care.
Mm.
Now, obviously, if they get back in there and they, you know, they say, oh, you know, Trump's being a tyrant, you know, someone like Trump, you know, oh, he's a tyrant, he's doing this. You know, it's just, folks, you got to go back just 4 years ago, 8 years ago, during the Obama administration. They people would apply for nonprofit status through the IRS if they were conservative groups. And this is not fantasy here. This is factual.
Mm-hmm.
They were denied or they were delayed access. What bothered me about that whole process, that was bad enough. But how do you explain why FBI agents would show up at people's, these same applicants' doors asking questions that were completely inappropriate? Okay, that's the scary thing about this. Media brushed it off. All these scandals during the Obama administration where they curtailed freedom or attempted to curtail freedom, and the media gave them a pass. You put something like this in the hands of the Democrats, and you think the Obama administration was bad at stepping on your rights? This is scary, folks. And I hope I'm not the only one out there. Do that. Give us a call and let us know what you think on these issues. 904-831-0600. We got Ray on line one. Morning, Ray.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Likewise. How
Happy
are you?
New Year.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Yeah, big election coming up. But, I left the Democratic Party under Clinton until I saw the direction things were going, and I was right. So now I don't exactly go by party, but I don't vote for Democrats typically not just because of them, but because of their party. But Barney is an exception in there. I love Barney Bishop. I agree with everything he says, but he's old school Democrat, and I understand why he's staying in that party. But as you see these changes, these major changes are starting to show themselves more and more. It's getting harder to hide where the real agenda is, and you can see the control and these issues that they're bringing up these days. They take one step at a time, and every time they win, they take another step. And that's not the direction I want to see our country go.
No, I agree, Barney. I agree, Ray. 100% there. He raises some interesting points. Give an inch, take a mile. I mean, that's the way it goes. Give us a call and weigh in here this morning, 904-831-0600 here on The Ed Dean Show.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
About that time, where we're seeing our usual slow traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add about 3 extra minutes, but definitely expect it to slow down even more. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. Our high will reach 63. This evening clear with a low of 41. And right now it's 40 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2021 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year, masks and all. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. Here on the First Coast, there are a lot of folks trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we're different because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods, their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thank you again for coming into our stores, and we wish each of you a Happy New Year.
Hey, Steve.
What's going on, Tanner?
It's just another wonderful day at the New Balance store. Working with clientele who have specific footwear needs is really rewarding to me. With all the styles, sizes, and widths we carry, plus our computerized state-of-the-art 3D foot scanner can help you find your perfect fit in footwear and custom art supports. Everyone leaves with a smile on their face. I didn't even mention the one-on-one customer service that we offer.
I know. That's why I'm a repeat customer at the New Balance store.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store, where their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E. With a huge selection of styles and colors recommended by healthcare professionals, the New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store, Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall.
Good morning. Ron Davis here covering for Ed Dean this morning. Give us a call in this morning. Are you as concerned as we are about this new bill that was introduced in New York? And I know it doesn't directly affect Florida right now, but it's coming, folks. The Democrats introduced a bill that would allow the governor to detain individuals who he deems dangerous to public health in a medical facility or other appropriate facility. This is dangerous, folks.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 Fruitco. Talk Radio.